Steve, tell us a little bit about solar power and installing solar systems at home. What are the benefits of doing that?
Okay, well, I think it's really important for two particular reasons. One of them is thinking about the planet. It reduces our carbon emissions. At a stroke, we're producing about 70% of the energy for our house, 70% of the electricity for our house from the solar panels on the roof. That means that we're not burning gas, coal, or oil. So we've got a good system there for reducing carbon emissions and helping to reduce climate change. Financially, it's a good thing. At this point in time, there are feed-in tariffs for people who produce electricity from their own roof. And you can basically cover something in the order of, well, we're doing about twice the amount of our electricity bills is paid for by the electricity we generate.
Terrific. And is it expensive to install in the first instance, Steve?
Our system, which is 2.2 kilowatt peak, it's known as system, has cost us £10,700. We regard it as an investment, a bit like two of us having taken out an ISA, except the rate of return on it is nearer 9%, which you won't find on any ISAs anywhere in the world.
Yes. Now, what are some of the myths that you hear about solar energy and installing systems, domestic systems like this, Steve?
Okay. I think one of the things that's probably worth teasing out in this one is some people hear that you can produce heat from solar panels on your roof, and indeed there is one kind which you can produce heat from, which is called solar thermal, and it will heat a tank of hot water for you if you have that kind of system that works whereby you have a tank in the house. Those are called solar thermal, so let's not get that mixed up with your central heating. Your central heating does work by a different system altogether. You wouldn't get enough energy from your average roof, unless you had an enormous barn roof or something anyway, to be able to heat a normal house.
Yes.
Okay, so it is about producing electricity. It's about producing electricity, first of all, for what you use yourself during daylight hours. Obviously, at night time, with no solar energy coming in, you're relying on the grid. You can still buy green electricity from a number of countries and companies, but that's what you get produced from your roof. So the electricity is partly exported out from the grid. What you're not using goes out to the grid,
Yes.
and you get a rate for everything that you produce. So it's not just what you export, it's actually what you produce. So there's a subsidy basically being paid to produce green electricity. So it's important that people understand those aspects of it. Another thing which some people think is, well, I haven't got that kind of money to invest. So it's really important to say that there are schemes around, and you can look these up. They're usually called rent-a-roof schemes.
Right.
Some people like them, some people have got criticisms of them. But what you get that way is you get the electricity still produced in your house. You don't have to pay for the investment for the panels and the equipment that converts it in your house. You get some cheap electricity, basically. You get a reduced rate that you have to pay. Probably the average household get it about £150 a year reduction. What they don't get is the feed-in tariffs. Those get paid to the company that's made the investment.
Yes.
So if you can afford it yourself, then it's a very good thing to do. And it might even be worth getting a loan to do it. But there are systems if you really can't afford it at all.
And in terms of Jesmond, I mean, how many people are you aware of that have solar systems installed, Steve?
At the moment, there are a few around, and it's growing slowly. Interestingly, one of my neighbours is literally in the process today. I guess he's getting switched on by the end of the day. There's probably a handful of photovoltaics. One of the things is you can't always see them if they're on the back of somebody's house facing into their garden. We've no idea exactly
Yes.
how many there are there. But there are definitely a few around. I know very definitely of, well, four in a fairly local area. There's probably something more like 10 or 11, and I've seen a few in Gosforth up the road from there as well.
Terrific. And then finally, Steve, if people wanted to find out more, where should they go?
A number of places you can go. The Energy Saving Trust, which you can Google on a computer and get details from them. You can literally just put solar power into Google as well and follow links that will take you through to companies in your area, and then you've got a range of companies you can choose from. The one that a couple of people in Transition Jesmond have used is called Access Renewables. You can look those up on Google as well. They're a company based in Teesside, and we found them very satisfactory. Or you can contact Transition Initiative Newcastle at talktalk.net.